I wanted to put something out, and I don't want it to be just one more thing about what to do with all of this dealing with this coronavirus thing. I know everybody has heard enough of advice and tips and all that stuff, and I certainly don't want to add to that. But there's really something that God has put on my heart, and I have to say it, because if I don't, I feel like I'm not being a good steward to what God's called me to do. See, if you are in this list and you're receiving this, God, I truly believe He's brought us in the community together. And I look at it more than this isn't a business of mine. I like to write. I write. This isn't what this is about. This is about community. Because above all else, I think God has given us a dream, a motivation. He's called us to do something at this particular time in this history for His glory. And folks, I look around and I see so much, and it's very valid. There's fear everywhere. I feel it too. I mean, you just have to turn on the news and there you go. Fear, fear, fear. But yet, here's the deal. We are called to serve a God who is well able to deal with this coronavirus thing. And as terrible and dire as the situations may seem right now, He is able to take care of us. And this is what I think He's called on my, put on my heart that I have to say to you. He's called you to be where you are for such a time as this. Right now, people are watching Christians. What they're looking at us. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Some people are blaming God for this after they've kicked Him out of every aspect of their lives. You know, it's kind of crazy. But for those of us who just have this really strong connection to God, make no mistake, people are watching you and watching how you handle this. I was walking through the office, and there's somebody that that I know is kind of skeptical. He's a questioner. He questions a lot about faith and everything, and that's okay. There's a lot of people like that. And I was whistling or just happy. And he said, "Why are you so happy?" And the reality is I'm struggling with this as much as anybody else. But here's what makes us different than everybody else. We have a God who we can count on. We have a God who is faithful. And we have hundreds of promises that are guaranteed to us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Could it be that God has put you where you are with the people around you right now so that you can be a light in a dire time? Hey, the Bible says that all things work to the good for those who are called according to His purpose in Christ Jesus. And all things, as you've probably heard before, is all things. So right now, somebody needs to see that, hey, we have a God who's strong enough to deal with this. We have a God who's faithful. We have a God who loves us, and He is calling us into community with Him. He is calling us into prayer. He's calling us to turn back to Him, those who have turned away from Him, for whatever reason. You know, life is hard, and some people have turned away because life's been too hard for them. But this is the time to show them that, hey, God's waiting for you to come home. Right now, I think we all have a purpose, and our purpose is to come together. I know that I could tell you why, but God has called us to unity. And I'll tell you why. I had a dream that God handed me a book, and the book on the name of it was Unity. And, you know, we've been so far from being united. Even our churches, there's squabbles about this and that. This is a time to come together as brothers and sisters of Christ. And, you know, when we worship together, we are brothers and sisters. And although that we may look different and we may have different histories and different family lives and different callings and different callings, we are brothers and sisters of Christ. And guess what? The world is watching. They're watching us right now. So put on your armor. Read the Bible. Pray the promises of God. Psalm 91 is a great one. I agree with them. Alveda King, who called people, that she said that's what she was praying for this National Day of Prayer, which happens to be today. But I pray that too, that God can deal with this. There are promises that He will keep the pestilence from our tents. But so much more, we need to pray that we turn our hearts to God fully. Those who already are in community with God, let's turn even more, let's lean even more into Him. And those who perhaps are around us that have never made that commitment to Jesus, perhaps in this crisis, they are finally at a place where they realize that nobody's in control. You know, they're not in control. None of us are in control. And God, though, God is in control. And perhaps people are around you that would have never listened to the gospel message before. Perhaps now they're willing to listen because we are in this together. Everything that we've placed our faith in as a society, whether it's our healthcare system, pharmaceuticals, government systems, our military, none of it is in control. This virus thing has been able to evade all of our strongholds. It's threatening everything, our finances, our financial system. Perhaps God is saying, hey, turn to me this time. Don't look to all these other things that you've been looking to strengthen you. Look to me. I'm waiting and I'm there for you. So listen, again and again and again, the Bible says, do not fear and do not be afraid. Be courageous, for I am with you. He says it so many times. And I want to encourage you today as a believer and as part of this community. It's not my community, it's our community. Go out there and be the light that God has called you to be, because right now, people are watching. And this is a time like never before, an opportunity, however dire and uncomfortable and quite honest, scary sometimes. However scary this is, we have a God who is stronger. We have a God who is able. And perhaps God is providing an opportunity for you to speak to someone, either through writing, through a neighbor, through any connection you have, to speak some light to that person. I think this is the time, and my secret suspicion is there's a great harvest out there that is just around the corner. So let's see it through, okay? So that's my message that I just had to give to you today. I'm Kelly Langston. I have not let you down. I'm still working on that course helping other people write books. I've still got lots of things to connect with you, a lot of giveaways. Oh, I don't want to talk about that right now. I just want you to know that if you're hearing this message, God has a purpose and a plan for you. Go out there and be encouraged, because He will hold you. You'll make it through the storm. He's got His right hand just holding on to you. So I hope that encourages you. Be blessed, and I'm right there with you. Take care. Did you know that you can impact the world in ways you can't begin to imagine? Don't waste one more minute feeling helpless about the chaos in the world today. You were never meant to be powerless in perilous times, tossed about in a chaotic storm of corruption, politics, terrorism, and uncertainty. It's time to stand up God's way. The next 40 days are going to change your life as you discover one of the most powerful and often overlooked ways to pray. Experience the power of praying God's Word in the book I wrote, 40 Prayers for Perilous Times, Powerful Intercessory Prayers for an Upside Down World. And you're going to expect God to respond, because He will. Join me in bold intercessory prayer based on God's biblical promises. God is unfailingly faithful to His word, and He honors every promise. He will answer. After 40 days, you'll see that prayer is one of the most thrilling aspects of Christian living. The book includes 40 days of prayers based on Scripture, and then an area for you to write your personal prayers too. So you do it as you read it. So I'm Kelly Langston. You can find it on Amazon, and check the episode notes for other links.